When Christianity Hijacks Who You Are by Steve Martin. Let's not sugarcoat it. Christianity doesn't want the real you. It wants the version it can control. It wants you obedient, predictable, molded. And to get that, it demands something sacred. Your identity, your individuality, your instincts, your creativity, your voice. In much of Christianity, being yourself is seen as a problem to fix. You're told to crucify your personality, distrust your desires, and suffocate your uniqueness because self is sinful. Questioning is rebellion, and standing out? That's pride. So you learn to shrink, to fake it, to silence the parts of you that don't fit. Wear the costume, speak the lingo, pray the prayers, swallow the doubt, raise your hands on cue and smile like it's all okay. But here's the lie. That self you're supposed to kill, that's the one that God designed. Christianity teaches you to trade your true self for a sanitized, acceptable version, one that fits the system, keeps the peace, and stays in line. But in the process, you lose something precious. The freedom to be fully, honestly human, and that's where the real gospel breaks the chains. God isn't asking you to erase yourself. He's liberating you to become yourself. Not a clone, not a caricature, not a puppet on a pew, but the one he wrote long before he breathed life into you. The problem was never your individuality. It was the system that taught you to be ashamed of it. You don't have to surrender your identity to walk with God. In fact, walking with him is the only way to finally get it back. Jesus didn't come to create better behaved people. He came to set captives free. And that includes the parts of you that Christianity told you to hide. So step out of the mold, burn the costume, and remember, you weren't made to fit in a pew. You were made to reflect the image of a wildly creative, fiercely loving, limitlessly free God.